Today, all of us here at Skywatch TV couldn't be more excited as we have a major historical announcement, and we're going to reveal what it is right now. Welcome, everybody, to the Skywatch Television Studios. Viewers at home, we believe you're in for a major treat as we are making a series of historical announcements today. As many of you know, the viewers at home, people in studio, we here at Skywatch TV have worked and labored very hard, especially for the last 2 years, to bring you cutting-edge content that is exclusive to what is quickly becoming the Skywatch Television Network.
Wow.
I'm going to cut straight to the big announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in house today to reveal not one, not two, but three brand new Skywatch Television broadcast programs.
Yay!
Throughout today's show, we're going to take a look at all three of the new programs. We're going to talk with the hosts so you'll get a chance to meet them vicariously through your screen. And before this program is over, you'll have just a taste of what those programs are about and what lies directly ahead. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, up first, are you ready to adventure through the Bible in a way you never have before? Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Bible's greatest mysteries. Let's introduce the hosts of that program. He's a best-selling author and a co-host of the show that explores the stranger aspects of the biblical text, the Bible's greatest mysteries, Derek Gilbert. She's the best-selling author of the popular Red Wing Saga and co-host to the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Sharon Gilbert. So good to have you guys on the program today. We're going to reveal two more in just a minute, but first, tell us about the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, how it got started, and you two. I cannot think of a better vocation for the giftings that God has given you, huh?
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
Well, as Jim Baker put it on one of his recent programs, we are weird. So
you're weird.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are.
Okay.
We're a couple of misfits.
That's right.
They just
you
found
fit
our fit.
Right in. You fit
yeah.
right in.
Exactly. Well, this really is an outgrowth of the program that we've been producing for the past 6 years,
yes.
Sci Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that in recent years, we were essentially taking it into more of a,
spiritual warfare
direction.
Realm.
Right.
Yes.
And so we approached you and Tom Horn and said, you know, this is something we would like to do. And thankfully, you and Tom are both all on board with the idea. And so we're going to look at some of the aspects of the scriptures that we're still wrestling with after 2,000 years.
Mm-hmm. And well, our good friend Dr. Michael Heiser has a saying that if you get to something in the Bible and it's weird, that's important.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to take a look at those really weird parts like Genesis 6.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe even the temptation in the garden and later on the whole Moses story. The parts that don't seem to fit together. And we're going to try to make sense of them for you by looking at the context in which they were understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like a couple of detectives, we're going to go through the Bible with our magnifying glass, and we're going to see if we can dig out those mysteries.
And perfectly suited to this task is the studio that Charisse Parton put together for us.
Yes.
Looks just like Sherlock Holmes' library.
Well, that was the objective, right?
And yeah, that was so perfect because I don't know how many of you know this, but when Sharon was a little girl, she was her dad's buddy.
Oh, man.
One of six sisters, but she was the one who used to hang out with Dad. And because of her interest in solving puzzles and mysteries, her father called her Sherlock.
Oh, how funny.
Sharon.
That's fun.
And
that's so cool.
I never knew that.
When you came to us with the inspiration photos for the set, and you showed me the pictures of the library at 221B Baker Street, I was like, I've got a bunch more of those on my phone because we were just there.
We had just been in London and gone to that address because, of course, we love Sherlock Holmes, and so it was the most perfect set ever, and you did such a good job of recreating it.
It's incredible. God knows what we need
when
we need it.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
He really does.
I had no clue.
Our prayer is to take this and teach parents and grandparents, but also the grandkids and the kids.
Right.
Right.
Because there are questions out there that people have that aren't necessarily being addressed. every Sunday. And I don't mean this as a dig at pastors.
No,
because
pastors don't have time.
They don't have time. And you know, we've got friends who are pastors. We know their schedules are full up with many other responsibilities.
Yep.
But God has gifted us, as you say, Joe, with a unique skill set, to borrow a phrase from the movies, a unique skill set that we love digging into the Bible and love finding out more and learning. This has been a lifelong passion for both of us. Mm-hmm. And so we've enlisted the help of a number of other researchers to help us in this quest, professional archaeologists and researchers like, Dr. Michael Heiser.
Yes.
Timothy Alberino.
Right, right.
L.A. Marzulli. We want to get Tom Horn on the show as soon as he'll sit still for a few minutes.
Right.
Josh Peck, with the research that he's been doing. Yep. We'd love to get Dr. Ken Johnson in studio. Yeah. Our friend Aaron Lipkin in Israel, who coordinates our Israel tours, but who's also very in tune with archaeology in the Holy Land and has just got some really exciting discoveries to talk about. So essentially those things, and then as Sharon said, helping to understand the Bible the way the prophets and the apostles understood it, because they knew what their neighbors believed.
Right.
And so some of these weird things in the Bible make sense when you understand what was around ancient Israel, and that's what we'll be exploring in the Bible's greatest mysteries.
And I'm glad you said that, because I know that you mentioned Tom, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was a program that I watched as his son for, I don't, probably 6 years. And there were different moments where this almost happened with other individuals, but then the timing's not right. And so this idea would get shelved, the idea of a program where you would adventure through the Bible and go places you've never been before. And so the culmination of all of this, you know, in God's timing, has brought us to the Gilberts and the launch of this new program. So if you're just joining us, what is this? The program is called The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, and it actually started this week. So by the time this airs, you've probably already got 3 weeks of bingeable content that you can go start watching now. Also, since we're talking about Tom, probably ought to do a shout-out. He's actually in the studio audience today and wouldn't have missed this reveal for the world. Hey, Tom. Will you guys be traveling at all?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've done some traveling in Israel already, but we're also planning to go to Turkey. We've been to Sardinia.
Right.
We've been to England, to Scotland. We're going to go anywhere the Lord takes us to try to dig out these mysteries.
And there are places here in the U.S. we want to visit, too, like the New England Stonehenge and the Four Corners area, where I know that Tom has been. Many, many places where there are just very curious things, but the Bible has answers for all of these. As we as Christians, we believe in a God who spoke the universe into existence. There are no questions that we should be afraid to address.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Amen. Good. Well said.
Tell us about the secret folder with the secret files.
Yeah.
You've got to see this. It's too much fun.
Well, you know what? We've got this old, sort of like a messenger bag, but it's like those satchels that we carried to school when we were kids back in the Stone Age. And, of course, it's Tom Horn who gives us the assignment every week.
Okay.
We've got these special folders that look like they're from the 1940s FBI. But it's classified material. So every week we get to read the classified material that Tom's giving to us.
Yep. And we look forward to addressing those each week. We just wanted to make, just create a sense of fun and mystery as we explore these questions. Mm-hmm. And again, as Sharon said, to make this more interesting, not just for the parents and grandparents who watch it, but for kids, because we really have a passion for reaching children and grandchildren, because we need to reach them before they hit the age of 18, because statistics show that by that point, if they're not already believers, they'll be pulled away by the lies and the propaganda of the fallen world that's around all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to make it really a compelling program. The Bible is such a fascinating thing. If you think the Bible is boring, it's probably because you've been taught that most of the people in it are just made up.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you haven't peeked inside. I will tell you. No, seriously.
There's that.
I will tell you that it is true. The Gilberts came out. It was 2013-ish.
2014.
When we first came out.
Yeah. And this was a time where Tom was talking to them about maybe coming out and being involved with the ministry. And you're prayerfully considering the different options and so forth. But you guys tell it. But, I mean, there's this moment where I take you out on an ATV. This was before at Whispering Ponies Ranch, where a lot of the facilities that are there now that we use to minister to the children at Whispering Ponies Ranch that have been pulled out of sex trafficking, they've been pulled out of abusive homes, and they come there for respite, restoration, ministry. They get to learn about Jesus at Bible camp and play on a rock wall and ride a zip line and interact with Nita's miniature ponies that are all, you know, therapeutically trained and so forth. A lot of those buildings weren't there yet because we were still building it.
They weren't there.
But
the
that was kind
was
of the clincher, was it? So when you say you have a heart for kids, that's not hyperbole.
Oh, so much. Uh-huh. And when you told us the vision that Tom and Nita had for that ranch mm-hmm. and that it involved therapy animals for kids, we were so on board with that.
Right.
That made all the difference to us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know that's true. That was kind of the tipping point. Well, guys, once again, for Derek and Sharon, what a cool launch. What a great program. Can't wait for the weeks ahead, huh? Let's switch gears because we've got so much material to cover today and there's never enough time to do it. But another need over time, Charisse, you know this is true. We've
Absolutely.
Talked a lot with the ladies here. Another need out there is for intelligent Christian broadcast programming for women.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We at Skywatch and my dad and I, this is very important to him, we believe that women are often overlooked in like mainstream media platforming and so forth.
Yep.
It's generally dominated by men. And then when you have programming by women, it tends to be more of kind of a secular or, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A secular worldview that Christian women or conservative women don't really identify with, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So are you ready for the one-of-a-kind Christian program for women by women? Skywatch TV is proud to announce the launch of Simply His.
Woo!
Let me introduce the hosts of this new show. She's a credentialed ordained reverend with a degree in Bible and theology, a powerful voice in Christian television, Donna Howell. She's a credentialed private investigator that oversees the research arm of Skywatch TV and Defender Publishing, Allie Henson. She's the visionary behind the nonprofit organization Whispering Ponies Ranch, Nita Horn. And she is the host of the new faith-focused women's program, Simply His, Catherine Horn. And I have the privilege today, it's one of the perks of hosting this program, my beautiful wife sitting here.
Huh?
I want to start with you. Okay. I mean, who would have thought? Growing up, and we married, she pointed out the other day, we've been married now officially longer than we were single before we met. That's kind of a brain cluster, isn't it?
Yeah, because we got married when we were 21 and we just celebrated our 21st wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Somehow she's put up with 20 something years of this.
Right?
But no, seriously, who would have thought, you know, you growing up as a missionary's kid in the Solomon Islands, your parents were serving overseas, doing the work of the Lord. Like, would you have ever imagined someday I'm going to live in the United States of America and I'm going to host a television program for women?
Absolutely not. That was like never on my radar. You know, I wanted to do something so totally different when I was a kid. And you know how you have the things that you want to do when you grow up and things that this was not one of them. I was super shy as a kid. So to be in front of the camera and having to perform per se, it's wow, never would have expected it. But God has kind of helped me with being married to you. That's actually helped a lot. It has.
That's a compliment.
It's a compliment because that's helped me watch you do it.
She's become galvanized.
No, it's helped me because I've watched you have to kind of go through it. And then all of our comedic timing at home with the kids and everything else, it's kind of got me out of my comfort zone, if that makes sense.
It makes
it a little bit easier. It's not ever anything that I thought I would ever do or even be comfortable doing it. But God has given me a peace about it because I know it's so important.
Amen. It's bigger than us. I mean, seriously, what we're doing, I say at the onset of every program, this is not about us at all. I mean, the minute you think you can do anything, suddenly there's a nefarious diagnosis or life suddenly throws a major curve.
Right.
I am so terrified to everything. God, I got this. I always tread carefully at asking, petitioning him for another demonstration in humility.
Exactly.
But for those at home that have, you know, Simply His, and maybe they're now seeing B-roll of the coffee shop. What a beautiful, brand new coffee shop.
Right.
Host this program. God has really brought the support we've needed to build all of these studios.
Yes,
you know,
for sure.
The Bible's greatest mystery, Simply His, and the one we're going to reveal in just a minute. Yeah. Why a coffee shop? What is that? Why women coming together to meet in a coffee shop?
Well, we had kind of talked about different ideas of what to do and how to do it, but we thought, you know, we love going to coffee shops because we all love coffee and tea and all that kind of stuff, and that's kind of, a lot of women like to do that anyways. Where do they go with their girlfriends? Oh, let's meet up for coffee because it's a quick, it's pretty informal, it's fun. The atmosphere is usually very laid back, and we wanted to kind of replicate that.
Right. Yeah.
So that it's a very calm, very fun, energetic kind of a feeling, but also very relaxed.
Yeah.
It was very important to be kind of relaxed about it.
And focused on conservative
yes.
values and Christian values and not all of the status quo that's being peddled on mainstream television.
Right. Well, because when we go to the coffee shop, it's usually just a girl time and we're talking about, oh, well, here's what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah.
What should I do about this situation with one of the kids? You know, it's kind of that whole powwow that we're trying to kind of give to the viewers at home as well.
Right. Let's transition over here to Nita. I know that you're a part of the Simply His program. You're one of the four hosts that represent the lineup there every week. When did the vision for Simply His begin?
The first initial vision began about 15 years ago when us girls were trying to put together a podcast.
Right, I remember that.
Before any of this visual.
We were Raiders doing. News Update
yes.
pre-Skywatch.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So we wanted to do, like she said, this real intimate, you know, conservative appeal to mm-hmm. other women and maybe introduce the idea of mentoring
yeah.
and mothering and mm-hmm. grandmothering. And we even, back on our first podcast, shared recipe ideas. I mean, what started was just the beginning of what we have now.
Right.
Having said that, that was about 15 years ago. And so recently, a couple of years ago, we were able to go to a women's conference together. And mm-hmm. while we were there,
You were at a women's conference.
Yes. Yes.
But
okay.
we were there not to be at a conference. We were there because we had not seen each other for so long. I said, let's go do this so we could sneak
right.
out and visit and
right.
catch up with what's going on in our
right.
life.
Right.
Yeah.
And then once we got there, you know, we all came out of this meeting just so jazzed to just go back to that vision mm-hmm. and say, mm-hmm. we want to go back and do
yeah.
this now.
He rekindled
yeah.
that fire.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did.
So you guys came out of that. You went to be refreshed, but mostly to fellowship. And then there was this yeah. surprise side yeah. effect of yeah. God saying, yeah, but you're only getting started, which is now manifested in the Simply
right.
His Coffee Shop and the
right.
vision for this show.
Yeah.
Donna, what do you think each one of your co-hosts bring to the table? I know that not all of you are clones. Each one of you has like a specific background and a specific skill set. What do you think Nita and Catherine bring to the table?
So I love listening to Catherine talk because she has a very non-Western approach to, we get caught up in the wealthy West and our own ideas, and we interpret
yeah.
the Bible and ministry and everything from this Western lens. And she came straight off the island. She is all natural. We're talking about essential oils, all organic living. She's very convicting. I mean, I listen to her talk and I'm like, I really need to stop, you know, whatever, insert bad habit that I have here. And then I do believe that mom has this fresh, amazing anointing. As the CEO
yes.
of Whispering Ponies Ranch, she works one-on-one with
yeah.
the Royal Family Kids
yeah.
Camps, and she's all the way out there, getting to see these lives changed every day. But also, she learns very theological, very in-depth lessons from the ponies on the farm.
Yes.
It's so cute how many times I go to mom and ask her for advice or whatever, and she'd be like, I learned from Tink one day. And then Allie is like the most articulate person you've ever seen. She is a psych major. So
yep.
I can't
right.
tell you the number of times I've either called Allie, or because I work with her, sometimes I'm right next to her and I'll burst in with like, you know, life crisis. Allie, I need a psych eval. And she's really amazing at being able to just listen to what's going on and being able to take, well, here's what you're feeling, and that's what happened yesterday. And real in the cognitive behavioral therapy of the thing, she's really amazing in her ability to articulate
yep.
the human brain
yeah.
and understand it. I think these are the most, I'm very honored to be a part of Simply His. You guys are the best co-hosts. You're amazing.
Then there's you, ordained minister. Theologian, very strong, strong Christian, passionate wife and mother, takes great care of her
yeah,
family.
Great
just a great all-around God-fearing woman of God who learns the truth behind Scripture, gets away from the Xerox theology, and just
yep.
brings the Word and what it really means and what it means to us today. And
absolutely.
I don't. We couldn't do it without you, honestly.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, Allie, I want to ask you something because I know that your background, you're studying through college. You know, she said you're a psych major.
I am.
You'd have to tell me the specific degrees and so forth on another program. But you did a lot of research in the preparation for Simply Hits. Mm-hmm. What women need out of content, what they expect, what they're actually fed by, what they're not getting on television.
Yeah.
And what basically television thinks of women, right?
Right.
So what do you think, you know, in terms of Simply Hits, how do you feel that that program stands apart from the rest of whatever is on television?
When I found out we were going to do a ladies' show, it was like, we have to figure out what our directive is. What are we really trying to do? And one of the things that I found in my research was that media channels toward three things, and they all fall under a category called need for cognition. So need for cognition basically means, why are you watching it? Something in it catches you and keeps you from turning the channel.
Right.
These fall under usually comedy, drama, and intellect. So your comedy is just your sitcoms. Drama is often, for women, it's things like soap operas or some of these crime dramas, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The intellect, the need for cognition as it pertains to intellect, is really only being met right now, honestly, by the secular left.
Yeah.
There are secular left talk shows for women and things like that, but there isn't anything like that that falls under a conservative heading.
Right.
And so for the women who are conservative, the ironic thing about this is that 20 or 30 years ago, women were the daytime viewing TV audience.
Right.
True. And TV was largely catered toward them, but they've been abandoned by the media now that they've gone to work, and now there's really not much out there for them.
Exactly.
So for a conservative woman who wants to watch something that appeals to her need for cognition as it pertains to intellect and not comedy or drama, what is there? Nothing.
Nothing.
Hopefully now us.
Yes,
now
great
us.
Great answer, great answer. And if this is the first you're hearing about Simply Hits, like with the Bible's greatest mysteries, go online. You can go to Rumble. You can also go to skywatchtv.com and look up dates, showtimes, where you can access this incredible content. And like I said before, some of the viewers that have already seen this content on the internet, the emails that we're getting are already blowing up. The women, this is intelligent. Thank you. Thank you. Something for me. I know that you got texts recently about it.
Yep.
That's right. But we're not finished. We have another major announcement. Another brand new program. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to explore God's restorative, physical, emotional, and spiritual healing through the use of His herbs, His medicine, and His word?
Yes!
SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the brand new program, Return to Eden. Let me introduce the host of the all-new holistic health, wellness, and spiritual lifestyle show, Return to Eden, Charisse Parton.
Yay!
Charisse, with just a few minutes on the clock, people sitting at home, Return to Eden. What in the world is that, and why does it belong to the SkyWatch television network?
Return to Eden is the culmination of things that we have prayed about, Joe.
That's right.
Yes. For years.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, after, you know, you may have heard of a little-known book. I don't know if anybody's heard of this.
Wait
book.
A minute.
The Fender Publishing in 2018 put that book out. And
there you go.
That, you know, once that came out, you know, all of that just eye-opening interviews and things that you guys did on panel during that time, you know, the ladies at our warehouse were being bombarded.
Yep.
I remember
by phone
that.
Calls.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, what is he taking? What do I need to take? My mom has this condition. You've gotten phone calls and texts and being stopped at the grocery store as well. I think everybody on panel could say that they've had that. You know, my hope and my prayer is that people will watch and they will glean something that will change their life.
Yeah.
You know, Donna has talked a lot about how everybody was born with a purpose. And it's so hard to live and walk out your purpose if you are sick, broken, hurting, you know, chronic pain.
Autoimmune disease, digestive issues.
All of these things.
Right.
You know, tons of things. You know, and so we want to cover those things. Things like the horrific herbicides. Pesticides, what are you
metal
drinking?
Toxicity,
what are you putting
water.
On your skin? You know, what are you feeding your family? You know, my prayer, and the girls at the warehouse can attest to this because I'll come in at lunch and go, what are you eating?
That's right.
That is true.
They know.
They know.
What is in that? I will flip it. And I want to empower people to learn how to dissect an ingredient label.
Without what it being does complicated that mean?
No,
or overwhelming.
Exactly, because it can be. It can be very overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming.
Yeah, but you'll get there. You'll get there.
So Return to Eden is a blend of people's personal testimonies.
Yes.
Things that God has healed them from. And sometimes that path is not just spontaneous. Often that path is
right.
not just spontaneous healing. It's mm-hmm. God giving you the tools that were there all along
yeah,
through
exactly
the use
right.
of his word,
yeah.
his herbs, his medicine.
Yeah.
Lifestyle choices.
Right.
And you know, it's difficult because, you know, so many of us, man, for 20 years, I would have literally given anything. People that don't know my backstory, you know, she referenced the book Time Bomb. When that came out, it was essentially a part reveal to the 20 years of autoimmune disease that I had dealt with. Mm-hmm. I prayed, I can't tell you how many times, Lord, I would just take this from me, take this from me, take this from me. But God's response was, how about you change the way that you interact with the world I created for you.
Exactly right. Yeah.
How about you consider what you put in your mouth and
right.
on
yep.
your body and
right.
on your head? You know, we don't have time in this program to get into the gazillions of ways that people are literally poisoning themselves into mm-hmm. autoimmune
That's
disease,
the deal.
Yeah.
digestive
the deal.
Disorders. But through the use of, you know, Eden's essentials and the program, Return to Eden, we're really hoping, Charisse, and I say we because I will often frequent that platform, we're really hoping that the program accomplishes just what you so articulately defined. We want people to be free of that stuff.
Yes,
and be an advocate for their family.
Right. An advocate for their family and God through the use of his instruments.
Yes.
Yes.
That are here.
Absolutely.
You can put a major dent into putting a lot of reversal into a lot of what
diseases.
Is labeled as
yeah.
disease, right?
Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's what I'm excited about is to hear those testimonies of those people who have come out of dis-ease in their body.
Yes, yep.
And that have learned you don't have to eat out of a box or a bag that
yep.
has a barcode. You don't have to live in a drive-thru.
Yep.
There are things you can do that are practical, that are realistic,
right.
yep.
that every day when you put your feet on the floor after you get out of
right.
bed, just make that choice to have a better lifestyle.
Yep.
When I made the announcement, I said, you know, the mental, the spiritual, the physical.
Right.
This is not a weekly, here's a health tip, here's a supplement show.
No.
Right.
We're
no. going
to have guests on the program.
Deep education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
People that are experts in things like methylation. What in the world is that? Well, that
yeah.
has to do with your body and how it interacts with
right.
things you eat.
Yep.
What are nutrients?
Experts
Why
on, yeah, experts
them?
On the program to, you know, show you how to
what
read
brain?
Labels
so
at a grocery store without
yeah.
it being overwhelming, right.
right? It can be.
And then also to blow the lid off of a lot of stuff that starts with kids when it comes to like ADHD, their personality
yep.
disorders
Absolutely.
That the doctors are wanting to medicate them for,
yep.
That's
when
it.
So much of that is directly correlated to the sugars, to the excitotoxins,
yep.
to the addictive nature of the processed foods
yep.
they're eating,
yep. Yep.
that are never a part of the equation from a traditional standpoint. So in a lot of ways, Return to Eden is kind of like, we're going to move out of the system.
Yep.
We're going to look at God's principles for how life is meant to live,
100%,
right?
100%. Amen. I'm excited about it. And you know, we as Christians have to take our health seriously. You know, God made us spirit, soul, and body. His Holy Spirit makes our body his temple. And God genuinely cares yeah. about our health. And I can't wait for the people at home to change their health. I want you to eat better, feel better, live better.
Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we believe those major announcements were very worth taking time to run a special broadcast for you so that you could participate and interact with that content. Go to skywatchtv.com for details. For everybody on panel, for everybody in the studio, I'm Joe Horn. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.